The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 14th chapter, the following words. I will not leave you as orphans, Jesus said. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. This is the text. You may be seated. My dear brother and sister, some things, some moments in life mark you, and they stay in your mind. 51 years ago, I was 13 years old, and I remember a moment in my life as if it had happened yesterday. It was just before 7 a.m., Mom and Dad and my little brother and I, on the dusty road in front of our home, waiting for the bus that would take me away to a boarding school. I was 13, and I remember it very clearly. And then the two long blasts of the bus's air horn about half a mile away, announcing, "Here I come, let's go to the big city." My mother says, "Matye, little Matt, you will have all kinds of experiences in the new school. There will be nice people there, and there will be some naughty people there, and both will talk to you. Both will ask you to do things with them. And if you don't know if it's the right thing to do, think, what would my mom say? And if that is not clear, then just ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And then do it, and you'll be fine." Well, 51 years later, I'm talking to you about this. I think I did fine. Not because of my wise choices, but because of an iron hand from above leading me by the nose. As part of his farewell speech, Jesus too had a bunch of good advice to his disciples. It all happened in the upper room on the night in which he was betrayed. He said to them, "As I have loved you, love one another." And then he gives us the condition to love one another by giving us a new testament, a new alliance with God, a new covenant, by giving us the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper enables us to do things that we on our own cannot do. And so, he gave us his body and blood. He also said, "I am going to leave you now. Don't be sad, trust in God. I'm going to make room for you, and then I'll come back and take you to be with me." Besides that, our Lord also said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I am going to send to you a helper." In another place, he calls it the Paraclete. Paraclete is an interesting word. It comes from Greek. Two words in Greek, para and kletos. Para means next to, like a paralegal works with a legal, a lawyer. A paramedic works with a doctor. A paraclete walks next to me. Parakletos. You see it on the football fields. The player goes down with a twisted ankle and can't walk. And then his friends come and stick their necks under his armpit and pick him up, and he hobbles off the field with the aid of his friends. The Holy Spirit helps us to walk when we cannot walk on our own. He strengthens us. The Holy Spirit walks next to me. What a gift this gospel of John is. He details everything that happened in the upper room like none of the other evangelists. He, for example, copied down word per word the prayer that our Lord uttered. Father, I'm coming to you now. Protect them by your power. They are not of the word any more than I am of it. But protect them by your power from the evil one. It's interesting to note that of the 11 surviving disciples, Judas having killed himself, 10 were martyrized, died a martyr's death. Couldn't God have protected them from the evil one? Well, he did. This was all part of God's plan for those 11. Their blood, every drop, it appears, gave birth to a new Christian congregation around the globe. This was a significant farewell. And just like my mom 51 years ago, Jesus piles on last-minute advice. But in doing so, he also establishes a new covenant, a covenant planned from of old because the old covenant didn't work. The old covenant, do this and don't do that, because if you do that, you certainly will die. Nobody could live by the old covenant, so he instituted the new one, in which he says, given and shed for you. It's a gift. It's a one-sided covenant. I give, you receive. But you don't have to give. You just believe and receive. This is our beautiful Savior that thinks of us and thinks of every instance that can happen, of every decision that we have to make, who enables us with the gift of the Helper, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit. And this is given to us early in life. When our parents brought us to the baptismal font, we were given the Holy Spirit. With a heavy soul, he still thinks of us first. And the very next day, while they were nailing him to the cross, he prayed for us, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. That's our beautiful Savior. That's our wonderful Lord Jesus, thoughtful. He continues to give us the Holy Spirit through his word and through the sacrament. He continues to nourish us and to strengthen us, that we may have the power to decide correctly. Not only does he guide our minds, but he guides our spirit. It is as if he were giving us a moral compass and a spiritual compass. The moral compass guiding us in our decisions on a horizontal plane regarding our life in this world. When we follow this moral compass, things go well. And the spiritual compass to guide us in our relationship to God in a vertical way. And if our relationship with God is strong, our relationship with others is strong and good. The Counselor and Comforter is given to all alike, little babies and older people, men and women, workers and retirees. And we need that Holy Spirit every day of our life. What a luxury to have such a spiritual and moral GPS. At the next corner, turn right. He'll guide us all the way to heaven if we just listen to him and follow his directions. Precious does not even begin to describe such a gift from God to us. the gift that Jesus promised his disciples and that he still continues to give through his church to all that come to him. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies in God's kitchen all of God's family. Here we come to receive the gifts that we don't find in Walmart, that are not made in China. Gifts that we need for the very inward being. The Holy Spirit keeps his holy church in unity, in communion with God and with one another. How precious. He strengthens, comforts, and enables us individually and as a church to do his bidding. And when we do that, people are saved. People come to him. People come to God's kitchen. How wonderful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.